I hear?
It'll be a Congressman Ron Paul reunion. Congressman Ron Paul, as you many of you know, ran for president in 2008 and 2012 unsuccessfully. The 2012 election was cheated by crooked Romney and the Republican establishment. And so I'll be at this place at Anna Maria Island Power in Bradenton, Florida, at 1271st Street Northwest. There's very few tickets available. You may get one if it's not too late. It's only $16. That's it, $16 a piece. And I'll be speaking at 2:50 p.m. as you see on the schedule right now. And it starts, as you can tell, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, 12 minutes of social setup. People have their lunches already. And then it ends about, 8 o'clock at night. So, folks, hopefully I'll be seeing you there in person. I mean, like-minded freedom seekers like yourself. So the calls we have with questions right now is someone from area code 828. Then someone from area code 971. Then they call from area code 808. Okay, you have three callers right now with questions. So let's go to the call from area code 828. By the way, for your privacy, only give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Call from area code 828. You are first.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the service you do for us all. My goodness. But I'll keep my day short. My name is Kimberly.
And how did you hear about Freedom Law School, Kimberly?
Oh, wonderful. Actually, just online. Did some searching and found you online.
Okay. Kimberly, are you on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a Bluetooth, but I can come off of it if you need me to.
Would you please? Because I have a difficult time hearing you. By the way, after these three people, folks, we have a call from Miracles 504. I noted you, my friend. You'll be going after the three other callers.
All right.
Is
that better?
Much better, Kimberly. Bluetooth don't work, okay? Speaker phones don't work. Cell phones,
yes.
If you're lucky, if you're in a good area, they work. Landlines are better.
Gotcha.
With a headset on the ear or for my ear. Just know you may notice it, not notice it on your end. You will not notice it on your end, but the other side is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, very good, Kimberly.
Understood.
See,
yeah, it was a Bluetooth
on
that
search.
I had in my cell phone. But anyway, yeah, okay.
Okay.
So, yes, again, my name is Kimberly. Thank you so very much. And I'll cut to the chase here. Basically, my question centers around a letter that I received, and it wasn't directly from the IRS, but it referenced the IRS, right? So it's basically notice of intent to, or a failure to file. Sorry, I part of the reason I had it on my Bluetooth is so I could read it off of my screen, but it's okay. there was a representative who said that he or she might be able to print the letter out or show it to you. Do you happen to have it referenced? If not, I can grab my copy. It's not a problem.
Well, I may be able to get that. Where did you email to us to check on it? Because, no, I don't have it here right now. But let me ask you.
Okay, no problem.
It's not from the IRS. It's from somebody else. I mean, why would anybody else ask you about a tax return? I mean, the IRS is the one that cares about you filing or not. But let me ask you, when did you – no, I don't have that right now.
It's from the state. Yeah, it's from the state of North Carolina.
Okay. So,
I just thought that you have.
I wish I had a letter in front of me. Make sure, folks, if you guys have documents for me to review, it's your responsibility to make sure that my help puts it in front of me. Please don't assume that they automatically will do it because sometimes late in the day, they're behind on the emails. And they don't get to
to throw your person under the bus, but they specifically emailed me yesterday and said they would print it out. So
okay, I'm sorry.
In my particular case, I did do the right thing.
Was it man or woman?
Yeah.
I just need to know, was it man or woman who did that? Who talked to you?
Yeah, I don't quite remember, but no worries. I don't want to take up too much of your time with those semantics.
Okay.
I have the letter in front of me now, and I can definitely quickly tell you. So it is a notice to file a return from the North Carolina Department of Revenue, and it's short, so I can just go ahead and quickly read it off to you.
No, that's okay.
It says,
because there's way too much to read on those letters. That's why I need to see them, because I can cut through a chase. With that.
Oh, right. Yeah, it's very, very, very short. Yeah.
It is here. It was put offside. Okay, got it. Oh, I see what you got, Kim. Yes. From notice to file a return. That's right. Mm-hmm. Yep. And they claim that you got a 1099-K for almost $90,000. And a few thousand from a few other sources. Okay. Well, yeah, this letter, however, does not require legally a response. Legally, if the state insists on, then they think you are required to file a tax return. They are supposed to send you an official tax proposal letter. And at that time, you will have the legal right to challenge that letter within, I think it's 60 days. Because all states have different timelines, 30, 60, 45, or 90 days, but the letter would clearly say how much time that is. But at this point...
Right, now they are trying to scare me at the bottom.
Right. Yeah. They scare you with penalties and interest and stuff like that. They scare you with, that's just normal. But that's the standard canned language that they do. You don't have to worry about that.
Got
okay?
it. Mhm. Mhm.
Any other questions, Kim?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, basically, the main tenor of my question was exactly like, you know, if I do have to respond, how do I respond? And to be honest with you, I wasn't sure the date on this particular letter and the date of notice was telling me I needed to respond by yesterday. So what I did was I was kind of clever about it. I responded, but I only responded with a question. I said, I received a letter. I do not understand its contents. And I look forward to further clarification. And that's it.
Okay.
So
well,
I figured I was
safe.
It
would have been better to not waste your time, but if you already sent a letter, it was relatively harmless what you did. So that's fine. Let's see what happens next.
But I didn't acknowledge that I owed anything or nothing of that sort.
Right.
And they have my final question that goes as a corollary to that, and then I think I'll be good for this evening and let it go on to other folks, is that on the back of this letter, I also attached the back of the letter to the printout, and what is a request for departmental review? You know, when you're the subject of your Freedom Hour tonight seems to center around the 1099s in general, what you could do about them, and then this request for departmental review, if we object to these records from these different, you know, I'm a classical musician, and so I do sometimes concertize, and then unfortunately they are requiring these 1099s, and I up to this point have been very ignorant about this whole process. So, of course, I've gone ahead and submitted in the W-9s, et cetera, and I also run a small business myself as a sole proprietor, and so that's where the bulk of my income comes from. And so in my ignorance, sure, there have been some things that have been filed. And so when it comes to this request for departmental review, which is just a fancy way of saying if I object to this, the proposed notice of tax assessment, you know, then I may request a departmental review and blah, blah, blah within 45 days. So that would be my final question then for you, Peyton, is what do I do about that? Or how would I respond to something like that?
Right now, there is no review necessary or appropriate. They wrote a letter to you February 9th. They ask you by March 11th to respond. There's no law requiring them to send that letter to you or for you to respond at all. So at this stage, just do nothing. You know, you already sent a letter to them. There's nothing more to be done. At this point, basically, all you can do is just hurry up and wait.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do, you can educate yourself on our website. I talk about these. In fact, I have a video on our Odyssey channel on state taxes. I think I did that. I'm pretty sure I did one. So you can maybe try mm-hmm. that if you like. You know, that would be probably
okay.
helpful to you as well.
Yeah. The little bit I've been able to digest so far, which, again, so grateful to you for this information. You did mention that there are only four states, to your knowledge right now, that do
That's
not
right.
have their taxes attached to the federal code. Is that
mm-hmm.
correct?
That's correct.
And North Carolina is not one of them.
Correct. Okay, you already watched that video. Very good. Good, good. Okay, good.
Yes, I'm trying to do my homework, trying to catch up. Yeah, I'm very, very intrigued by your knowledge and your program, and I think I want to officially join. But I will look forward to hearing more from the other callers and from you, and thank you again so much.
You're most welcome, Kim. Thank you very much for your call and your questions. So now we can go to the three other callers we have. Area code 971 caller, followed by the call from area code 808 and area code 504. So call from area code 971, your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, this is
Are you
Lisa.
There?
Can you hear me?
Yes, Lisa, go ahead. Uh-huh.
I am calling from Oregon, and I heard about you through a truther on social media.
Okay.
So I actually emailed my stuff as well to the questions at freedomlawschool.org for this Freedom Hour to go over. And it's basically I received a notice of demand to file in January. I did call about that one back then. And
mm-hmm.
as the earlier caller is basically just wait because it's like a canned letter. And then
mm-hmm.
it was just saying, like, I need to file within 30 days, and I didn't. They sent me another letter, which basically is just, like, a statement of account, which shows, like, the 2 years that it's relevant to. And then it's just, like, a notice of assessment. And it basically shows, like, the details of the year, the penalty interest and the amount, and how I should pay, or I can appeal it with the Oregon State Tax, or it says Oregon Tax Court.
Okay. Well, you sent me multiple pieces of paperwork that are issued to you at different times. There's not any one thing here. So you got a whole list of stuff. You probably want to do a more detailed one-on-one private consultation. This is a bunch of stuff here. It's not just one thing. You got City of Portland Business License Tax, Multnomah County Business Income Tax, some private collection credit service writing to you. You got notice of demand to file by State of Oregon. And you got saved of account by Oregon. And notice of assessment by Oregon. And then you got, let's see, what another notice of assessment. So this is not a quick thing, one question. I'll try to give you a little overview
for
you and everybody else. But,
you know, it's just two questions. So, like,
mm-hmm. Yes.
The first one was like, I just wanted to know, would it be best to file a return with a zero income since I'm from Oregon, or to file an appeal with the Oregon Tax Court? There's a lot because it's just more than 1 year. I should have just sent just 1 year, so it wouldn't be too many paperwork. But it's basically the same. The letter is exactly the same, but it's for multiple years. But all it is really saying is that I need to either file, or I need to either pay or file an appeal with the Oregon State Tax Court.
Well, let's see. I got to slow down and look at this. Is that one thing? You got multiple separate things, okay? You got a notice of assessment for on February 24th sent to you for about $1,900 for 2018. Then the other letter you got is also February 24th for 2019 for $2,500. Then you got the statement of account that you owe them for 18-19 for these amounts, which is wrong. What they're doing is illegal because, yeah, the time has not passed for you to ask for a hearing. You see, when they send these notices to you, the time to ask for a hearing, okay? And on the back of the sheet, they tell you that you can appeal Let's see what you get in the back. On the second page, it tells you. Okay, appealing to the Oregon Tax Court within 90 days of the date of the notice. Within 90 days, on February 24th, you can appeal to the Oregon Tax Court, the Magistrate Division. So that's the proper legal steps to challenge it. The statement of account they send you that you owe for these years is wrong. It's illegal. Could be ignored. Should be ignored. Previous to that, the city notice and demand for 2018 on January 18th, they send that to you. I see that. And there is this February 17th professional credit service. And
oh, yeah. So that one's separate. So that one I got separate, but they said just to mail it all together. So that one, it actually all came all at once. It's kind of crazy. Within the same week, I kept getting all this different tax stuff. But that one is in regards to a collection service that is trying to have me pay for my business income license tax. And so I had to call them because I didn't know what it was. It just had like, you know, a small description. So when I called them, they said they mentioned it was related to business income license tax and provided me like the link below, like a link of like basically it was the business taxes. And so I do have an LLC. And so I didn't know, do I have to like, I didn't think I had to pay for these taxes and I didn't know what I could provide them to show them that I don't have to pay for them. Because obviously the state of, they were trying to, obviously it's a way of them to pay them. Obviously it went to the collections for me to pay them.
I do not know about every state and county and city tax in America, including Multnomah County or City of Portland business license tax, whether they're legal or not. I would have to assume most of them are because these are on the state law. Remember, federal income tax is separate from the states because the federal government is the 51st state, you could say. It's an agent of the states. Washington, D.C. was given to the federal government. It's a district, not a state, it's District of Columbia, to be independent of the states. And the federal constitution limits the federal government's taxing powers, not the state's taxing powers. The states can tax any way they want as long as it's allowed by their own constitution, I should say, each of the states, which could be changed by the states, by the people. So basically, there's no limit. The U.S. Constitution is very difficult to change. State constitutions are much easier to change. So I don't know. I can't tell you what you could or should legally do about this, you know, local City of Portland business license tax or not, if you haven't researched the law. I can tell you sometimes they want to get money from you illegally. Sometimes what the state is correct. For example, I remember I used to run Freedom Law School out of my townhouse I lived back in 2001. And a City of Tustin agent came because of some neighbor complaint about kids crying, baby crying. He said to him, you have a license to work out of your garage. At that time, I worked out of my two-car garage. I said, really? Show me the law, city ordinance, whatever it is. Show me the law that says that. If you show me that, I'll consider because I want to follow the law. He gave me some piece of paper by mail. Next time we talk, I said, Dad doesn't say that. Where does it say for working out of my home, I have to get permission from you or anybody before I work out of my home? Because we have a natural right to work out of our home. It's a God-given right. You live on this earth, you can't even on your own home work without somebody's permission. Sit home, do nothing, starve to death. Really? Work out of your home, Lisa?
I do work out of my home now, but I do have a, yes, I do. Now I work from home. Yes.
Okay. And what do you do? What line of work are you in?
Accounting.
Yeah, every right.
And then my W-2 is accounting, but my LLC is that self-employment, my self-employment job that we do. We do like leasing.
Doesn't matter, Lisa. Do you have rights? Your rights come from God or governments?
No, nothing comes from government.
It all comes from God, right? Right.
It comes from what? Say that again.
Your rights come from God. You were born with them, right? To breathe, to live, right? To go
right.
Try to get food for yourself, to be free, to acquire property,
right.
To do your life as you want, right?
Yeah.
Well, then you also have a right to work out of your home. License legally is permission to do something which otherwise would be illegal to do. You don't need a permission from them to work out of your home to make a living. Whether you do it as a sole proprietor, corporation, or limited liability company, it does not matter. So you don't need to get a license or pay for a license for working out of your home. Okay? Does that answer that question for you before I go to the next one?
Yeah, but the other one, going back to the other one with you suggest that I file an appeal with the tax court?
Within 90 days of the February 24th date, not 3 months, 90 days, ask for a hearing,
okay.
Challenge it, as it says on the second page of these, they give you specifically in the middle of the notice of assessment, second page, the procedure, okay, of appealing to the Oregon Tax Court. Follow the instructions
okay.
Right there.
All right.
Okay?
I wanted to make sure because I had the option to, like, because if it's Oregon's by, like, the federal, so the federal is zero, so I didn't know if it would be better just to file a return with zero, but you're saying it's better just to file an appeal with the court then? That's what I wanted to make sure
well,
that was
you
clear.
You could do that, too. Here's the thing. I don't have a 100% guaranteed answer for you because you want guaranteed answer. These government agencies are sometimes corrupt, lazy, and do things wrong, make mistakes. It may work, but they also they ignore you. Say, no, are you kidding me? We have a 1099 from somebody else to you. 1099 is from God. Even though 1099 should not be issued to you. 1099 only should be issued by someone who's performing functions of federal public office that pays other people. The people that paid you were not performing functions of federal public office to pay you. Therefore, the 1099 was sent to the IRS and Oregon by mistake and fraud about you. So, but these employers of the state, you think they understand that? Of course not. They're completely ignorant. So you could do that too. It may work. It may not work. Okay? You may want to
okay.
do that and appeal to the tax court at the same time within 90 days as a backup plan. If they accept your
yeah.
return, okay, then you can dismiss the appeal. Interesting strategy. Guaranteed results?
That's true.
None of them have guaranteed results. It's just experimentation. Sometimes that's all you can do. Okay?
That's right. Okay. Well, I'll probably just do both. Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. What
you're
you do. I
welcome,
appreciate
Lisa.
It.
You're welcome. Thank you very much for calling, Lisa.
Okay.
So we have a call from Miracle 808 and then call from Miracle 504. You will be next from Hawaii, 808, the communist state of
yours was better.
Hawaii. Yes, your first name. How did you hear about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Yeah, yours was better.
Are you there, my friend? Do you hear me from 808 area code? Okay. I don't think he's paying attention. Let's go to the call if we have from area code 504. And then we come back to the call from area code 808. And let's put the call number on the screen, by the way. Those of you who have questions, you can call the number on the screen, 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone pad, you press 1. That will let me know you have a question. And I will take your questions one person at a time. Call from here at 504. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, my name is Caroline, and I've heard about Freedom Law School doing some extensive research over the past couple of years. And this is how I stumbled across the webpage, Freedom Law School. I wanted to bring up an issue that I'm having. I filled out the W-4 exempt forms and submitted it to the employer, and the employer come back and said that they couldn't honor it because it was altered. So they wanted new W-4 forms printed out with no, you know, deletions or anything on it, okay, and they wanted to sign. Now they come back and say that we want you to fill out a form.
You're cutting out a lot, Caroline. Your voice is cutting out.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay.
I could not hear you. You're coming in and out. You use the, you know, what do you call it? Some Bluetooth or something.
Can you hear
me? Use the Bluetooth. Try it out right now. We'll see. Not much, but go ahead. Let's try it out.
Okay. Let me just see here. Okay. W-4.
You come in and out. Is that hear you better? You go in and out, in, out, in, out, weak, strong. It's not a consistent. Maybe it's a bad cell phone coverage. I don't hear it consistently very well. That's all.
Okay. Well, I don't know if this phone's going to work or not. Can you hear me now?
Try it again. I don't know. Keep talking.
Okay.
So the employer rejected your W-4 exam.
Right.
They claim had alteration. Okay. And then what happened next?
Then I talked to you, and you told me to send them a certified letter and telling them that it's your First Amendment right and that you're taking the stance. And therefore, you know, since they denied it, you just make this a part of your legal file and have it documented and send it certified, which I did to the employer and everything. And they come back today.
Hold on. You didn't do my follow instructions. No. Stop. You did not follow my instructions. I told you to send them a W-4 exam with nothing added to it.
All right. We did that.
Did you do that?
Okay.
So did you do the W-4 exam the way they wanted with nothing added to it? Did you do that?
We did that, and I sent them a certified letter telling them that since they denied the new W-4 exempt form filled out, you know, which was supposed to be effective February 15th, in the email she stated that it was under review due to the alterations, which only consisted of an employer liability release on the new form exempt that was submitted. Then I said, you stated it makes it invalid due to the alterations per the IRS employer tax guide. And then I told her that this is our First Amendment right to speak and make my position known, and no one can deny me of that right. I write this letter legally to be part of my file since my original intent was denied on my new W-4 exempt form. I have enclosed the new W-4 exempt form as you have instructed me to fill out. Now they come back today and say that they want a 4669 form filled out.
4669 form?
Yeah.
Never heard of
such
a thing.
Statement is a statement of payment received.
I have no idea what it is. Form 4669.
Yes.
Request for relief of payment of certain withholding tax. I don't know why they ask for that. It doesn't make sense. What is this for? Request for relief of payment of certain withholding taxes. Okay. For payment of tax until you have my pay. I'm not that. I never seen this form before. I have to check it out. I never heard of it. I'll check it out. I won't be able to do that in this call. But bottom line is that your new W-4 exempt, you just filled out your information, signed it, and put on the exempt, and nothing else.
Mm-hmm. Nothing
Zero.
Else.
Zero. Nothing
they
else.
Came back today.
Nothing about employer nothing release of liability. Nothing else, right?
Nothing else.
How big of a company are you working for? How many employees do they have?
probably have less than 100.
Okay. Under 100 employees.
Yeah, and the lady that runs the company, she basically was kind of like shell-shocked. You know, she's like, what, you know, what is this? And
the person runs it. Hold on one minute. The owner is shell-shocked, or the person runs it.
The owner.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, how close are you to the owner?
Well, I mean, we know her pretty good. And like I said, I feel like I need to call her up and schedule an appointment with her and sit down and talk to her, because she's just like, this is all Greek to her. It's like, no, I don't know. And we were like, well, you've never heard of this, you know. Yeah, and put finger up, number one. We're probably going to hear a lot more of this, so y'all need to get on board with it and see on how y'all going to work this out, you know. And she's like, well, it's something that we need to check into, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But like I said, I think I need to schedule an appointment, because this is crazy. When I pulled the form up and I looked at it and I'm like, what is this? I don't think we're going to fill this thing out.
Caroline, your voice, unfortunately, keeps going in and out, in and out. Ink is good, it goes out, and then come back, and then goes out, and come back. So just, you know,
yeah,
that hopefully you can call.
Okay.
But let me try to help you. Okay, let me try to help you. Look, Carol, I cannot give you an answer on this Freedom Hour. It's not that type of thing. You're dealing with a human being's fear and ignorance. Okay, you got to handle them one at a time. It's like, say, I did it, this guy, and he's getting freaked out. What do I tell him to so he doesn't freak out? Well, there's no exact answer I can tell you that works every time so the guy you're dating doesn't freak out or relaxes from freaking out. This is where it's a one-on-one, careful evaluation approach to help the person calm down, relax, take an open, fresh look at things with a clear mind and see what's going on to make the proper decision. So people call me for a long answer right now. I don't have it. It doesn't exist. Okay?
And she even went off.
Hold on, stop. Doesn't matter. Hold on, Carolyn. I got other people waiting for getting the question and answer. So the courtesy to them also, because it's not just your call, it's their call also. Let me answer your question so I can give their question and answer also, okay? It doesn't matter what she says.
Well,
it doesn't matter. My date said this. My date said that. I said this to my date. Then my date said that. Then I said this. There's no way I can read the mind from back and forth. Hold on.
I'm going to have a private consultation with you.
That's what we need to do. In a one-on-one, and probably more than that, we need to look. What really needs to happen is this. This is why some people choose to join our Restore Freedom Plan, because stuff like this, we can walk you through with your employer. Let me give you one example, okay? One of my students, similar to you, student Restore Freedom Plan member, and the company lawyer, not clerk, said, we will not accept the W-4 because, you know, the employer might be liable for taxes. I can't allow my employer to get in trouble. I'm a lawyer. I'm here to protect the employer. So we write him an essay based upon our petition to Congress that, look, we write. Here's a law as published on government's official legal website. So if everything's fine, I just filed a W-4 form as I did, and it's no problem for the employer at all. The lawyer said, great write-up. Give us a compliment. Does not in any way attempt to refute any legal points that our letter to him made. Still, that chicken, lawyer, said, I'll tell the employer to do not accept your W form. Anyway, just to be safe, basically. We wrote back to the lawyer. Hey, Mr. Lawyer, wait a minute. You just said we did a great job. You never said anything about something's wrong. You cannot say that I'm going to tell me withhold anyways. You need to do a job. They're paying you, this employer, to do legal research, not to refer to some internet article by some other lawyer who gives his opinion. That lawyer on the internet who you read the article, he doesn't make the law. That's just his opinion. We're going on government's official legal websites. Do your job. Tell us if you're right or wrong. If you're wrong, show us. Okay? Or if you refuse to do that, you can't or unable or unwilling to do it, get off this case and tell the employer, I don't want to touch this, get another lawyer. I don't want to get involved with the IRS because I'm afraid of the IRS. Might come after me because I told you to stop withholding. And the IRS might say, you bad lawyer. You told the employer to not give us money. Ooh, bad lawyer in trouble. I'm afraid I'll stay out of office. I gave a choice. Mm-hmm. The lawyer, again, came back, said, nah, I'm going to tell the employer to withhold from your paycheck anyways. So, what do we do? We did. I had the employee contact the one owners, the two owners, active owner and a passive owner, you know, the one that runs it. So let's get on the phone with the guy. I was on the phone with the owner. This lawyer is not doing his job. By the way, the letter was sent to the owner also, CC to him. This guy charging you, okay, to protect your rights and our rights. I work for you. If I was to steal from you, that would not be okay. But he's telling you to steal from me. That's not okay by me either. Any more than it's okay for me to steal from you. But he should be protecting your rights and mine. I'm one of your employees. Protecting me is protecting you because I work for you. But rather than doing that, he can never refute anything I say legally and say he's pitting us against each other unnecessarily. I don't want to sue you. I don't want to fight with you. I really don't. I hate to be in a position and have to do that. I don't want to do that. But this lawyer is giving no choice for me about to sue you. And I don't want to do that. So why don't you just ignore the lawyer because he's knowing he's refuting me at all. Okay? At all. He cannot refute me. So I'm right. Just follow the W for exam like we probably gave you. About a week later, I hear from him. Said, yep, the employer's accepted my W for exam. Now, I don't expect you to be able to argue with him like I do. In law school, which is why I suggest if you want to get this done right, become a Restore Freedom Plan member, let me help you do it right. You can try it on your own, but I'm going to tell you this. You take the risk. It's up to you. If you want to do it on your own, you can try to do it, but the chances are good that at some point you're going to do it right or completely, know how to handle the owner, and once the owner says, well, I look at this, Carolyn, you're wrong, that's it done. I don't want to talk about it again. We looked at it, we sat down, discussed it, you wasted my time. I'm not going to waste my time anymore on you. Just go away. If you want to take that chance, you can do that. Or it might work for you if you've done your own. I don't know. I'm just saying that if you want to be a safe thing to do, let me be there to help you. Restore Freedom Plan is designed to what? Make sure that you don't pay these criminals, okay? But you take a portion of it to fund freedom movement. With your money that comes to us, goes to the freedom movement across America. That's what it's designed to. Freedom media, freedom lawsuits, freedom politicians get elected to stand for us. Yes, that's about time we raise billions. You might have a little piece of it, but guess what? You're going to have a piece in it. In return, we'll work with you, this situation, do the best possible to be done, and guarantee you IRS will not steal from you ever. Just remain a member every year. But then again, you have a right to do it on your own if you choose to. But this is the choice you got. Risk it on your own or go with us. Do it safely as best as humanly possible. And one more thing I want to mention to you. You are fortunate to work for a small company, you know, the owner. If you work for Walmart or Google, Facebook's a huge corporation, you'd have no way to argue with those big corporations who are all the chains of the bureaucracy. You'd be a slave, stuck.
Right.
Here, you have the opportunity not only to stop the withholding on your pay, but also the company owner open her mind or his mind to truth and have her stop withholding from pay of all of the employees of the company and become an employer freedom plan member, which I'm going to talk about tonight. Rather than withholding 25 to 35% from pay of her own employees and herself, right? She only 5% of the payroll. So it comes to us. So if she has a payroll of $1 million, that usually adds another $300,000 to the IRS, on the, around that, and CPAs and bookkeeping fees, expenses on top of that.
Mm-hmm.
Another $50,000 or more for a CPA or all that. All that is spared only for $50,000, example, 5% of the payroll. You can stop all withholding, including yours, and no more payroll taxes out of your paycheck. Your the Social Security, FICA, you know, Medicare, unemployment, all that can survive your paycheck and your fellow employees. And that 5%, $50,000 in that example, half of that will go to you, $25,000. Yes, 50% goes to you for thank you for doing the right thing, opening your mouth, and educating the company owner. That's a small payroll. You said 100 employees. If these 100 employees are each getting paid, let's say, $50,000 a year, for example, on the average, that 50 times 100, that's a $5 million payroll. In that example, you know, she's paying another $1.5 million or more in payroll and income taxes between you and everything, everybody, all the employees. And instead of that, $1.5 million or more, she only weighed $250,000.
Right.
Save all that. Save the rest, and you get $125,000, probably more than your whole year's salary. Mm-hmm. So what I'm suggesting is that consider that this is an opportunity in disguise of a crisis. In Chinese language, the symbol for crisis, the same as opportunity. So you joining would be the first step to not only free you properly, but also get your company freed up. The company will be, you know, you're gonna get a pay raise, and everybody's going to be thankful to you. You're going to be the hero. Caroline, you did it for us. All of us got more money. All your coworkers are going to be happy with you. Thank you. But refer other people. Now you're going to get a lot more from referrals to other people, commissions. So think deeper, wider. You have an opportunity on your hands, girl.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. Well, like I said, I'll be talking to you next week.
Okay. So check out the presentation on the Employee Freedom Package, okay? I'll be doing it next.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Let's go. We have another caller now. Let's see. From area code 808. Got disconnected because he wasn't there anyhow, apparently. Was sleeping on the job. We have one from area code. Let's see. 708 caller. And we have another one from area code 813. So, from Florida, let's get the call from area code 708 first. And then the call from area code 813. From 708, my friend, what is your first name? I heard about us. And then your question, please.
Let's see. 708 caller. area code 813.
Go ahead, my friend. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Michael Roy.
Michael, you can turn the volume on your computer down, otherwise it echoes.
Wait, my friend, what is your first
name? Michael.
Okay.
And how did you hear about Phenom Law School?
Stu Peter.
Very good. And how may I help you?
So the question is, so someone have a green card, can he get a free tax?
Yes. I've done a video on this topic also. Again, if you go to our, to our RSC channel, I'll show you. When you go to, this is the home page of our channel. On the top center left, click on content. Okay? They click on content on the right-hand side. Okay? In the right here, the search area on the right side comes up. Okay? So right here, you want to put green card or green and hit enter. Here we go. So should I become a U.S. national and get a green passport to avoid? No, that's not the one you want. You want to know for, you see. I think what you want is an immigrant. Let me see. Did I do one for immigrant or green card? Let me see. I've done that. Several of these. No, that's not the one. Green card. Because I did one on the topic. I think, Marcus, we didn't put it on there. Did we? The one we did on the... It's on the frequently asked questions. It's not here. It's on here. What's the name of it? It was called, remember? We have it on our frequently asked questions on our website. Let me take you there. So you go to our front page of our website, okay, and it's under home, right? FAQs under home. FAQs on the top center. Top left, FAQ. You see right there? So you click on FAQ. You're going to ask questions. Okay, the page comes up. And scroll down, and it has different frequently asked questions. And one of them is for people who are naturalized citizens. They're not natural born citizens. So let's go down and get that question for you. I'm going to answer it. You can watch that in detail. Okay. There we go. Let's keep going. Here we go. We got to make sure it's Indian Odyssey also. I think we have it. How about green card holders and income taxes? You see this? This video is for you, my friends. Okay? Rather than me repeating this whole topic for you, okay, just go ahead and watch this video. Green card holders and income taxes. That should be on our FAQ also. Let me see.
Oh, green card. Yeah, I see that.
Yeah, green card. Yeah. For some reason, it's not going to show up on our... Was that? The playlist, but it should be also in the system also. It should on the search. It should show up. Don't know why.
Okay, I got it. So I have two more questions. Two more questions. So the second one, it's I'm 61. So how to get out the 401k without any penalty?
Because you're 61 years old, which is over 59 and a half years old, even the way the IRS looks at it, you could take all of it out or part of it without any penalties or withholding whatsoever.
So you have no penalty on it?
No penalty.
Okay, great. And the last question, can you recuperate tax you pay for the year before?
Well, maybe. Maybe not. I've not come up with a proper method to do that with a very strong likelihood of success. That's one of my projects to work on. I have to get the money back that is stolen. Other people did that over the years. Sometimes it worked, sometimes it didn't. And sometimes the IRS did not give you money back and penalized you. So I'm cautious to do something like that because it's going to create a lot of extra work for me to try to fix it. So my focus
yeah,
is from
but,
here.
You know, I'm not a member of your freedom, but I would become. So the last question, when you have a member, so do you need to be member for your company and member for yourself or just for you?
If you're a member yourself, you know, that's all it is. You're a member and we take care of all these issues for you as best as possible.
Okay, great. Thank you for the answer. I appreciate
you. You're welcome.
Good evening. No, that's fine. Thank you very much. I appreciate your
you're
help.
You're welcome. You're almost welcome. Let's go to our next caller. America 813 area code. You're live. By the way, before I get to him, let's put the call number on the screen one more time. If you have a question, folks, the number to call is area code 657-383-1755. On your telephone keypad, press 1. That will let me know you have a question. Press 1. After you dial 657-383-1755. Area code 813 caller. After you is call from area code 646. 813 area code caller, give me your first name. You heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, hello? Yes, I'm sure
yes.
I wasn't mine. Would you call this 646?
What's your first name again?
Lauren.
Lauren.
My name's Lauren.
And how did you hear about us, Lauren?
I'm working with Dr. Shiva Ayudhari's organization, and I just came upon yours and talked with Kara in your office. She's great. So I just wanted to see if we can connect your organization with Dr. Shiva's, which is amazing. Are you familiar with it?
Say the name of the doctor slowly and spell it, please.
I'm sorry. I just say his first name, Dr. Shiva, S-H-I-V-A.
Well, I know
Dr. Shiva.
Shiva
Ayudhari is his name. He taught the system method in MIT, and now he's teaching it to us to learn how the cabal work with us and how it's a formula. It's so interesting. I mean, he just blows me away because he's just so unique.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
he invented the email.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe you heard of him, Shiva. Anyway,
I
his website is Truth Freedom Social. No, Truth Freedom Health, because he's a medical doctor also, sir. He's amazing. I mean, he blows
yes.
me away, and I'm pretty picky.
Yes.
But,
he's very smart man.
Anyway,
smart man.
I introduced Kara to their organization. We were talking
mm-hmm.
her, you know, Kara in your office.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very interested, and I think you would be very interested because I'm an artist. I live in New York. I didn't wear a face diaper. You know, I'm an artist. I don't care. So... But I live in New York, and, you know, it's a little tough sometimes, but not that bad. But anyway, he knows about me, and I'm going to be volunteer. I just finished my book, Essence of an Artist, Follow Your Dream, and I got 5-star rating on Amazon, and I haven't even started doing anything because my position, like
Lauren,
yours,
Lauren,
everyone
hold
has
on,
a position
I didn't mean to cut
you
off. Lauren, hold on. It's not a forum for you to tell about yourself. I apologize. I'm not sure I cut you off.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. My question to you
question.
Is, do we have to file income tax that the Federal Reserve is gone?
What about the income tax, Federal Reserve?
I mean, now that the Federal Reserve is not around, I hear, do we have to follow, should we follow income tax this year?
Who told you the Federal Reserve is not around anymore?
Well, that's what I heard, that the IRS is defunct and the Federal Reserve is gone and money is going to the Treasury. You know, that's what I heard.
Lauren, if I tell you I heard somebody that they have a pig in the backyard that flies or a chicken that gives milk, would you simply believe that claim?
No. So you're saying the Federal
really?
Reserve is still out
well, why
operating?
Why do you think it's a ridiculous claim? That the Federal Reserve is gone.
Well, because it's not illegal. It was formed on Christmas Eve.
What do you mean it's gone? Somebody
it is
the
gone.
Federal Reserve is gone. Where's the proof that it left? Where did it go? When? How did it leave? Did you see that? No.
Well,
to be
I No. You're saying
they're
it's still so that means we have to file income tax?
No, you don't. All you got to do is to go to our website at livefreenow.org, getfreedomlawschool.org. Here it is, freedomlawschool.org, and restore freedom. Never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed, okay? So you go down, and your seven steps are here. Take these seven steps to defeat yourself, a buyer's deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free without 100% protection. Step seven.
Oh, okay.
That's it right here.
So,
number one, arm yourself with the law based on U.S. government's official legal websites. No law requires 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax. So the seven steps are here. You go below the seven steps right here. Start the seven steps. You click on that. Okay. Takes you to the next page. You scroll down one more time. And there it is. The seven steps are all right here. Step one, step two, step three, step four, step five, step six, and step seven. So that's what you want to do. So
okay.
You need to do
the
your
other thing,
right now, Lauren.
Sorry?
Yeah, the other question besides that right now, Lauren.
Yes. Kara also said, since I'm in the state of New York, that the income tax is connected to the federal, so I don't, if I don't pay income tax with the IRS, I don't have to pay New York state tax.
Correct.
Oh, that's wonderful news. Thank you. I'm going to look on your website, though, definitely. Thank you so much. Thank you. I won't take more time. Thank you.
You live in New York?
Yeah, I live in New York.
You have a Florida number, area code 813. How'd you manage that?
Well, I'm from Tampa, and I moved to New York to follow my dream. I'm an artist, you know, so I live in New York.
Oh.
Yeah, you can see my website. Well, Kara has my information. She has my information.
Well, let me
Kara.
Suggest you can leaving the communist, socialist dictatorship of New York and move back to the free state of Florida to pursue dreams, because dreams are killed in tyranny and despotism. So,
really?
You know, Tampa is the Tampa area is the best place for Florida to be, the greater Tampa area. So you didn't realize to pursue your dreams, you went to that hellhole. So you may want to consider moving back. You can do your dreams in Florida as well. But anyhow, anything else I can help you with?
Well, so you don't think it's good to stay in New York then? It's not a good place to be. I like New York, though. I don't know.
Did you take the corona jab?
No. No.
Really? Why not?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to.
You want to be free? You want to have your choice? Well, in New York, they push you.
I know.
You better do it.
I know, but I lined
like
up.
That,
but Ron,
a country like that. Why would you want to live in a? Call that a dream? You call that a fantastic place? The government pushing me, forcing me to do stuff.
Well, you're so funny. No, I basically got a doctor's note and got everything arranged, so I covered myself.
But the whole environment, high taxes. You got there. You know you got. Traffic, you got homelessness, you got graffiti and crime. You know, why would you
When Giuliani was there, it was good. And I think Chivas won the mayor. I think Curtis
Well, you're
Chivas
not
won.
In law. You're no longer in his time. Right now, you live in a different time. Anyhow, this is the message to you, okay? I love you, and I want freedom
Thank
and opportunity
you.
And happiness and joy and success for you. That's all I'm saying, okay?
Yeah. That's
all
so sweet. Thank you. And I just want you to know I shared everything about your event on Saturday on all my social media because Trump knows me. Everybody knows me as the digital warrior, Bluebird. I'm called Bluebird.
Okay.
So,
well,
I posted your
– Share more about you guys, okay? I'm going to note about it, okay?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You are welcome, Lauren. Lauren, my
I'll
pleasure.
Check your website. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
So we have a call from here, because 646. Let's put that call number on the screen one last time, looks like. Folks, this is your last chance, if you have a question, to ask it, because afterwards I'm going to go to do some recording on the employer freedom plan. Okay? The number to call in is 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Push 1. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your questions one at a time. 657-383-1755 on your telephone keypad. Push 1. That will let me know you have a question. Premier code 646. We're going to go next after you. Area code 323 caller. Call from area code 646, give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 646, you're alive.
Hello, I think that was me, Ron. Maybe it was me. Lauren,
okay.
It's Lauren again. You can go to the next
Lauren.
One then, you know.
Okay.
Lauren.
Lauren, okay, let's go call 813. We got the numbers probably mixed up. Let's try. Call from area code 813 is no longer there. Okay, no problem. 323, you could call.
Okay,
you're
I hear
next,
you.
My
I'm
friend.
323. I hear you. I'm 323. I've
okay.
been to your website. And I thought
first
I'd come
name,
to the show because...
First name first. What's your name?
Name is Joe. I came across your show by accident. So I went to your website...
How?
Just now, as a matter of fact, and it has a good guarantee. It says guaranteed 7 steps, and 99% of Americans don't have to pay income tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, according to my memory, Al Capone got indicted because of income tax evasion. Wesley Snipes,
mm-hmm.
Willie Nelson, and a few
mm-hmm.
other celebrities have had to pay income tax or get
mm-hmm.
Indicted, maybe jailed, as
mm-hmm.
a result of tax evasion. So
mm-hmm.
What's the criteria for the 99% of Americans who don't have to pay income tax?
Well, the criteria is in the very first presentation of the 7 steps at freedomlawschool.org. If you follow me on the screen, you go down. 7 steps are here, okay? So what you want to do is scroll down a little bit, start at 7 steps at the bottom of right here. You click on that and take a 7 steps right again. Here we go. Follow the law, okay? This 9-minute video gives you proof to start your journey to live free now.
It's I'm not
right
interested
only nine
in
minutes.
Watching 9 minutes.
Nine
what
minutes
I'm asking you since you're already... Since you're already on the air, just to give me a half 30-second gist of
so
what it takes.
Is this. The only people that are required to file income taxes are citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., District of Columbia, and the workers and contractors because they perform the functions of federal public office. That is it. No one else on
okay.
America or Earth owes federal income tax.
So why is it that Willie Nelson, Wesley Snipes, Al Capone, and a few other celebrities have had to pay income tax?
Because we've been deceived since 1913 to believe that we require a false income tax.
But as a result of the deception, they still had to pay back or they had to spend some time in jail. And I would think that the people of these...
They were deceived. They were
all
ignorant.
Right, they were...
I was ignorant, too. Listen, I was ignorant, too. I did not was deceived, too.
I got
the
a question
government
for you.
Has deceived us.
Okay. I've heard that before. I've also heard that some people who work for the IRS were on the witness stand, and they said, show me the law, and the law presumably
mm-hmm.
could not be shown. But these particular people... since they're rich and they're celebrities, presumably they would have enough money to hire lawyers who would know the law and thus make them exempt from paying income taxes, back taxes, but they did anyway. So how come they had to?
Because money cannot buy you love or enlightenment.
That's not answering the question. Again, if they hire lawyers who are supposed to help them.
this assumption that you're coming with, my friend, that with money you can buy everything. No, with money you cannot buy enlightenment. There are many rich people who took the corona jab and died, and they had access to top doctors and hospitals, but they were fooled, ignorant. Those doctors that you relied on, those doctors and hospitals were ignorant. How could it be?
Yeah, there's a plenty of
John
doctors
Hopkins
who don't know
University
what they're doing. There's plenty of people in government who don't know what they're doing.
What's that?
At the same time, these people have had money to buy lawyers, financial advisors, to at least show them something which would exempt them from paying, but they did anyway.
No, no.
So
no,
my question
doesn't exempt
is, how come?
You're immune, I'm telling you. No, they simply, they don't teach this stuff in law schools. Yes. You assume in law schools, they teach them the action of the Constitution? No. I got, back in 1992 when I was new, I went to two of my lawyer friends, two of them. I said, it was Richard Body and Dagny Sharon. And I said, here's what I've learned about the Constitution, income tax. And they told me, hey, man, you know more about the Constitution than we do. I said, what? What do you mean?
All right, so you do. But I got, before you go to the next caller.
Stop.
You're going the long way around.
Stop.
Just answer my question directly.
No,
I have a question for you.
Look,
I have a question for you.
I'm going to cut you off if you don't let me answer you. Okay? You got to let people talk. I'll let you talk, answer question, and I'll answer you. They said they don't teach the Constitution. They tell us it's court cases and how they interpret the Constitution. I'm telling you, the truth is the lawyers are not taught this, just like the doctors are not taught that the vaccines, the corona jab is bad for you. Do you take the jab? Do you take the corona jab?
Me? No.
You finished? Your doctor says you're supposed to. Why didn't you? Are you smarter than your rich doctor?
Yeah, because I've done my research. That's my question.
Oh,
if you're hiring
you
lawyers.
Really? So you've done your research, make you
hey,
smarter?
Hey, do you want me to answer the question, or do you want to keep on talking?
No. I'm trying to get you. No. I'm trying to quickly. You got to let me talk. No, you got to control the conversation.
No,
you
keep on going around
and
around.
I'm going to pause for a minute. Let me.
I will get down to the nitty gritty by asking you a few, just one or two questions.
No, hold on. I'm going to try to pause now. Okay, let me explain something to you. Okay, you asking me questions one at a time. Let me control the conversation. Answer one question in full. Then I will go to your second question. In full, then third question in full, because it's not just for you. I'm asking a question for you and him and her and her and her who are also listening to this call. This is not just your time. It's their time, all of you. That's why I give my time. So you need to give me the respect, my friend, to because I got to respect them too. They want to learn from your question too. So that means every question is going to be answered in full. Before we jump to the second question and the third question. So if I ask you a question in the middle of that, before I finish answering your question, you need to let me control the conversation, answer my question back and forth to get that one question answered, then we go a second, third, and fourth one time. Okay? So I'm going to answer that question, and I'm going to come back to your next question if you want. And that is, you're obviously more enlightened, more educated than your richest doctors of you and others in America that have 12 years of post-high school degrees. Been medical doctors for 20, 30 years. They're multi-millionaires, run hospitals. You apparently, obviously, are more educated and know more than these rich doctors. Why? Because money and titles and degrees do not necessarily buy you real education and real enlightenment that you have, my friend. You did not take the corona job. That's good. So since you know that the system is so corrupt, that the medical system and doctors have been deceived in mass, the rich top doctors too, are you open to the possibility that the same deception has gone on in the legal field as well. So with that, I'll unmute you and let you continue. The floor is yours. Okay. Well, you left. That was his choice. Sorry, Joe. That was his loss. So we're going to go to other calls. Anybody with questions we have? We took care of everybody, it looks like. Area code 323. If you have a question, folks, we'll put the number on the screen one more time. Okay. The number is 657-383-1755. If you have a question, press one on the telephone keypad. And they give you a question one person at a time. 657-383-1755. Press one if you have a question. All right, no more questions. Very good, guys. Thank you very much for calling with your questions. Hope that's been helpful to you. Okay. Now, with that, I'm going to take a two-minute break right here. I'm going to get myself ready for the recording of the employer union plan, folks. You guys can stay with me if you like to cover this. By the way, let me remind you about the foreverfree.com. The Ron Paul reunion coming up March 11th, Saturday, in Anna Maria Island Power in Bradenton, Florida. I believe a few tickets may be available, so you're welcome to check it out and get a ticket if there's something available. Okay? All right. So with that, let me get to close a few things on my screen and get to the home page to get the Employer Freedom Plan. I'm so excited, folks. We have free people in mass with Employer Freedom Plan. That's a great part. Okay. All right, let me get my favorite book out. The favorite book cover, I should say, of Federal Mafia. Gate Irwinship did a good job on this book. Okay. I can take this headset off. Friends, I'm Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. In this presentation, I'll tell you about the Employer Freedom Plan of Freedom Law School, which is about you. As employer, never again having to withhold any kind of federal income or payroll taxes from the paycheck of your employees, or having to pay any payroll taxes on the income of your workers in the 50 states in America. It's going to be absolutely amazing. By the way, those of your employees, this is something you can take to your employer, educate the owner, educate the people at the top of the company, that they can stop all withholding from the pay of their employees. Here's the benefits of the program. First, what you should know is this. To go there, you got to go to our website, freedomlawschool.org. On the top of the page, top center, under plans menu, you go down to Employer Freedom Plan and open that in a new tab. Once you get there on this page, okay, it's all there. Freedom Law School can help you free yourself, your business, of all federal payroll taxes for your new employees, all income tax withholding from your employees, and all federal unemployment taxes, all of the above. Now remember, folks, this is all based upon on our website. If you go to the front page, never again voluntarily pay the Washington, D.C. swamp legally and safely guaranteed. You go down on the front page and you see there's a 7 step here to free yourself from deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, and live free without 100% protection. I assume you've taken these 7 steps already. If not, you should do that you get here, especially step one, okay? Most important, arm yourself with the law. Based on U.S. government's official legal websites, no law requires 99% of Americans to file paying income tax. You go down, start at 7 steps here on the bottom of this page, okay? You click on that. You scroll down again once more, and here's the step one. I suppose you have already followed the law, and you've seen that based on the official legal websites of U.S. government, there is no law that requires 99% of Americans to file pay income taxes. This video is only 9 minutes right here, and it's the truth. Government's own official legal websites prove it. The more detailed video is a link right here below that if you want to get more detail about that. So I assume you've done that by the time you watch this video. If not, you should watch that first to understand why you as an American, no matter what, do not have to file income tax unless you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., or federal contractor or employee that performs the functions of federal public office. So with that, let's continue on back to the employer freedom plan. With Freedom Law School's employer freedom plan, if you own your own business with employees, Freedom Law School can help you free your business from all federal income and payroll withholding based on U.S. government's official legal websites, as long as neither your company nor your employees are from Washington, D.C., nor is your company a federal contractor in Washington, D.C., or territories. So, folks, those are the only exceptions that apply, which applies to almost none of you, right? Let's continue. Now, it's important for you to know that whether your business is organized as a sole proprietorship, limited liability company, LLC, corporation, or otherwise, you can, number one, save your employees up to 30% of their paycheck for the withholding of federal income taxes that they never required to pay in the first place. They never owed this money in the first place. So you can help them keep the money that was theirs to begin with, that you should not have in the past, he's sending to the IRS. You didn't know? Okay, you didn't know. But now you know better. You can correct that mistake. Okay? Two, you can also pay your employees the 7.65% of their wages that you currently deduct from their paychecks for federal payroll taxes. That's Social Security and Medicare taxes. Also, you can keep the matching 7.65% of all company wages that you currently pay for federal payroll taxes, Social Security and Medicare taxes. You can, four, save your company from federal unemployment tax or FUTA that you never owed in the first place, up to 6%. And your business will be much competitive with your competition, especially against the larger in-the-system competitors who fund and benefit from the D.C. swamp through the political campaign contributions like Walmart, Google, you know, all these mega corporations, Amazon. They keep their employees as slaves, but your employees will be free with a pay raise. You have more. Your employees have more. Yeah, check this out. It gets better. You also save yourself the hassle and expense of hiring an accountant or CPA or a tax lawyer. You will eliminate unnecessary paperwork and simplify your payroll system. You will stop putting the rope around your neck when you file IRS income tax confession forms that do not apply to you under oath perjury in the first place. These forms facilitate the IRS coming after you for money or worse, criminally put you in and club set. Folks, basically, you may be able to stop putting the rope around your neck. No more tax form. Fill out every tax form. It's put the rope around your neck. You stop that now, folks. 9, you will create a far happier, more loyal, and more prosperous workforce that loves and appreciates your stand for freedom and a better life for your employees while providing them with a solid legal defense against IRS robbery, slavery, and theft. And there's more. Folks, you can be proud that you do not support the Washington, D.C. swamp that has been corrupted and is being used to manipulate, enslave, deceive you and your family. Yep. Instead, you are supporting the restoration of freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and the American people, just as George Washington, John Hancock, and the rest of America's founding fathers did. Yep, folks, you should see his article, Founding Fathers, Smugglers, Tax Evaders, and Traitors. That's what King George called the Founding Fathers of America. Yes, Bobby, I'm going to just bring it up real quickly. It's very enlightening. This article is by Richard Mabry, a great freedom writer. I got his book. I read it. The Founding Fathers, Smugglers, Tax Evaders, and Traitors. Let me tell you, folks, the Founding Fathers withheld taxes that they legally owed to King George of England. We are only not paying the taxes that we don't legally owe in the first place. So we're not hiding or smuggling. In fact, we're very upfront. We want to make sure you write the congressman about all of this, okay? A huge difference. So check out that article, folks. You are doing the right thing by following the same footsteps, Founding Fathers, except farthest less risky and more successful with less people from here with no bloodshed. That's our goal. Freedom without bloodshed, right? So if you're not watching these other videos, you want to watch them. These are summer video on why 99% of employers and employees in America are not required to pay Social Security taxes. It's just 7 minutes. A longer detailed video is on the right-hand side. It's about 1 hour for more detail. Below that is a summary video, 6 minutes, on how your Social Security taxes do not go to your Social Security retirement accounts. Again, this is 6 minutes. The detailed complete video on the right is 23 minutes. Folks, I have this video that you got to watch. It's important for you to understand that you hang yourself or your business and your business, you should make it an and, by filing various IRS tax confession forms. Yes, folks, you do it yourself and fill out those forms. Watch this video. I explain that process. You can stop doing that. Okay? And so, people say, okay, Paymon, great. I'm very interested. But tell me, Paymon, what are the steps that I have to take as an employer and my employers? Here's a summary. Okay? You and your employees will read and send petitions to Congress, your three federal lawmakers, two U.S. senators, and your House member, asking them to correct your legal conclusions, and if you are wrong, okay, or to stop the Washington, D.C. swamp from intentionally deceiving, robbing, and enslaving the American people through federal taxes that they do not owe. Folks, it's very simple. Tell your legal position in writing to the lawmakers. They write the tax laws that the IRS enforces. Yes, the Internal Revenue Code is not written by the IRS. No, no, no. This is written by the Congress of the United States, your House member, your two U.S. senators, and the president signed on his 10,000 pages of gobbledygook, tiny font, tissue thin paper, okay? That's summarized and figures out for you easily in his petition to Congress, okay? You tell him, look, if I'm wrong, show me, I'll happily pay my fair share of taxes. Otherwise, you stop. That's your defense right there, because you have relied on government's official legal websites, not some bookkeeper, accountant, enrolled agent, CPA, tax lawyer, internet article, TV, IRS telephone call, IRS visited person, okay? You know, no, none of them make the law. The law, tax law, the Internal Revenue Code is written by the United States Congress. And you write your congressman to correct you if you are wrong. That is the proper thing you do. When they don't show you are wrong, obviously you are correct. With that, you're safe. They will not be able to put you in trial to try and put you in jail, because they automatically will lose, because they will see, the jury will see you're right. And what are the laws they're published for? You just follow, right? And that's exactly what you've done, okay? So once you do this key step, which is full, you'll receive, and your employees, unlimited advice and assistance with all federal income and payroll tax issues, including hiring CPAs and attorneys to represent you and employees if necessary, which is very rare. In addition, your employees will have this benefit as long as they work for your company. Yes. See, if they leave your company, they will be encouraged to become members of the Restore Freedom Plan so that they can continue receiving the above benefits that were previously available to them by working for your company. See, you are giving them, okay, a great gift. They pay zero for, they gain. Okay, so if they leave, to be safe, like they were safe with your company, guess what? They have to join the Restore Freedom Plan on their own and make a contribution to the membership in a Restore Freedom Plan as an individual or as a couple. As long as they work for your company, that person is covered at no extra charge to them. So working for you is a great benefit for your employees. They want to stay with you, because with you, they make a lot more money, because they can keep all the paycheck, right? Now, to be an Employee Freedom Plan member, you must be the most responsible person in your company who makes the final decisions at your company, and must be a Restore Freedom Plan member yourself or intend to sign up as the financial head of the company. And you must pay a one-time enrollment fee of $500 per employee. And then 5% of your company's monthly or quarterly payroll. Okay? So here you see the gold bars, rectangles, for the Employee Freedom Plan agreement. Okay? Okay, which means that you can be in detail. All the details on here, fine print. Check it out on your own, and the application for it, folks, is also right here. Very simple. Okay, it's only a three-page application. Now, I'm going to use some examples of significant savings for you and your employees with the Employer Freedom Plan, okay? Because we got small, tiny companies, small companies, medium-sized companies. I don't see anytime soon we're going to get Amazon or Walmart with us. Okay? But we're going to be realistic, folks. This is how it could work out for you. Here's one example, okay? And let me zoom in on this a little bit more, get a little bit bigger on the screen. Here we go. Even easier for you guys to see all this, okay? All right. Example A. say your company has 10 employees making $40,000 a year each on the average, add a 25% total tax rate, okay? All income and payroll taxes with everybody combined, you and employees, everybody. You and each employee are missing out on how much? $10,000 a year each. For each employee, it's $10,000 a year, okay? That time, 10 employees is a, okay, if you add up the withholding of all 10 of your employees, $100,000 a year from your business is going to fund the DC swamp. That's right. $100,000 a year, you're losing out from your payroll, okay, of $1 million payroll, okay? With the employee freedom plan breakdown, you could have complete peace of mind for only $2,000 annually per employee for a total of $20,000 per year to cover you and your employees, a savings of $80,000 for the whole company. Okay, so you all coming out ahead. You and employees all coming out ahead. Here's another example. If you have 100 employees making $60,000 a year, okay, now putting your employees in a 30% tax bracket, $18,000 per employee goes back into the swamp. Cumulatively, that's $1,800,000 a year that is spent from your business directly in the pocket of your enemies in this swamp, okay? With the employee freedom plan, you'd be looking at $3,000 per employee. That's all. That's all, folks. With all 100 employees, that is $300,000 of your membership annually for full coverage and protection, right? And the difference between that $300,000 and the $1.8 million used to send to the swamp, that's $1,500,000 that you save up. And you no longer pay to swamp, and you're completely protected. Example C, okay? Let's say you have 100,000 employees making $80,000 a year, each of them, in the 35% tax bracket. $28,000 per employee goes to the IRS, the swamp. That's $28 million a year from your business, signed and sealed and delivered to the government to keep your country in the mess it is in. With Freedom Law School, you keep everyone free, happy, and working towards prosperity for America by paying only 4,000 employees. With all 1,000 employees, that's only $4 million, your membership. But guess what, folks? You were paying $28 million a year to the DC swamp. Yes. And now with a 4 million membership, you send your company $24 million. Right? Now let's take a one last example, D. What if you have 10,000 employees making $100,000 a year, folks? If the numbers are right there, it's absolutely amazing, folks. You can do that for yourself, folks. Now, you don't see an example that matches your numbers of your number of employees and salary. We can help you crunch the numbers for your business needs by calling Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800. Call us, we'll walk you through it. These are just some examples, folks, okay, about how much savings will be for your company, for your employees, and at the same time, you're not helping the enemies of your family. You're no longer volunteering and giving money to them. You are now part of the solution to get our freedom back, my friends. So with that, folks, what are you waiting for? Remember this. Love of truth creates joy. Search for joy. Prosperity, happiness, growth, and God is love. Opposite of that, the satanic forces are based upon not anger, it's fear. Yes, fear controls you. Fear of Russians, Chinese, Iranians, Corona might die, double mask, 6 feet apart, locked down. you know, get all the jabs you can get. You see, use fear to control you. Don't do this. Do this. Don't do that. Do this. They keep you ignorant and deceived, and that's how they control you, by controlling your mind. Just like the movie Matrix says, Neo's told by Morpheus, before he jumps from one building to the top of the other, he says, free your mind. All you gotta do, my friend, free your mind like me. Love the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So check it out some more. Watch videos and call Freedom Law School at 813-444-4800 for Ancestor Solutions, and have you join the Employer Freedom Plan to free your business and all businesses in America and American people of the income tax, deception, robbery, and slavery. Okay. We'll do a short video now. Now you gotta add some of the stuff on there, Bobby. I didn't zoom in on the pages. I should have zoomed in on our pages.